Hi, I'm Jason Flom. Normally, I interview the victims of wrongful convictions with the aim to inform and inspire action. Now, we're launching a new series, Righteous Convictions, where I will speak with some of today's most prominent and active agents of change. This diverse group of thought leaders and change makers tell us the stories that changed the course of their lives.
It was at the time that things were beginning to bubble up after Brown v. Board of Education.
When I was in law school, Adnan was arrested and then 9/11 happened.
How they strive to make a difference.
In the 100-to-1 ratio between crack and powder cocaine, I wanted to take the 100-to-1 to 1-to-1. Cocaine is cocaine is cocaine.
Maybe you need to tone it down a little bit. Maybe don't tweet at the Attorney General so much. Maybe that'll help. But you know what? That's bullshit. It doesn't help.
And what they plan to do.
Schools are built based upon the wealth of a community. You're not going to educate kids until you eliminate the wealth gap.
We are in a position now, the likes of which we have not seen for years.
With their righteous convictions.
I hope that we can capitalize on it and make good things happen for the future of America.
From Lava for Good Podcast, in association with Signal Company Number One.
What we need to do if we want to spread ideas that we care about is figure out that the story doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the person we're telling it to.
Released for a limited time on the Wrongful Conviction Podcast feed, please search and subscribe to Righteous Convictions wherever you listen to podcasts.